To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I've shown my face. Best part of the movie.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday. Noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into some college football conversation in about 20 minutes from right now. Like we said, we've got a handful of different audio clips to get to from Kirby Smart, Pete the Vacqua, and others as it pertains to the college football playoff. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute.
You know, Andy, certain things I'm really staunch. I'm like, no matter what, I'm not changing my mind about it. But I'm about to change my mind about this one, man, because you know how I am about rodents. Mm. And I think they're rodents. I think you should string them up and show them, make examples so their friends can see them hanging from a tree.
All right.
But I found a newfound respect for raccoons, dog.
Okay.
All right. So it was on the news this morning that a raccoon got drunk. He broke into an ABC store in Ashland. And the reason I know about Ashland is because when my mom was stationed in Virginia, Ashland was close to the town we lived. So we used to go to the skate ring and all that in Ashland, Virginia.
So it's in Virginia.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's in Virginia. And so the raccoon broke in to the liquor store, then got drunk in a liquor store, and was passed out face down in the bathroom. I respect the hell out of that,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
And so the fact that how I feel about raccoons in general, I think they're weird. I think people who have them as pets are weird. Sorry, not going to apologize for that. But I'm bringing my take back on should they be hanging from trees after you done beat the hell out of them. No.
So you don't – okay. So you think that they should be just allowed to live.
Yes.
Okay.
Because anything –
not domestic pets.
No.
But not murdered publicly.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's good.
I mean, this dude –
you're coming around.
This dude done sat and got 430.
What did they say what he drank?
No, they didn't say what he drank. There's just a whole bunch of empty liquor bottles that are broken.
Wow.
And him passed out on the bathroom floor.
Good. Hey, man.
I respect the hell out of
good
that.
Good for you.
Harry the raccoon.
Good for you, Harry.
Yeah, man. I just – you know, that is the greatest thing ever. It's just one of those – situation where you just never know when somebody's going through something.
Yeah,
he might have lost his lady.
He might have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The kids. Some handsome possum moved into the neighborhood and stole her.
Or a hawk came and grabbed her.
Well, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, or a hawk came and
grabbed
her. I
think that's what happened to our baby possums. The baby raccoons that were in our tree.
Really?
I think so. They were up there.
I just have a question about
them
birds. About them, and I was going to ask.
There was a lot of hawks around.
But Bo was gone last week.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about what you said because I don't know if it was AI or whatever, but it was a hawk that came down and snatched my dog up in their backyard.
Okay.
And so I'm like, does that really happen? And what is the hawk going to do with it? Like, that hawk, like, they gut that big? Like, they can swallow a whole cocker spaniel?
Well, hawks and eagles, they don't swallow prey whole. They have these beaks, and they go at their intestines and livers and stuff. And
just eat the good part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay.
They don't swallow. They chew it up.
They're not eating the fur or the bones or anything
I'm
like
just
that.
Checking, but
they're
yeah.
just getting in
but
there
like,
for
these
organs.
Birds, these hawks and stuff, they be flying out picking up people's cocker spaniels?
They do that, and if you're not careful, if you're around a place where there are eagles and bigger birds of prey,
yes.
Dude, they will snatch a baby if you let them.
Whoa.
They can take them, yeah.
Baby human?
Yeah.
What the hell is a baby human doing in the grass by itself anyway?
I don't know, man, but you got your kid crawling around in the backyard.
And I ain't there?
Well, sure, you may be there, but how are you going to know when a hawk is looking at you from a mile away?
It's different when it's my baby. Now, you might snatch Nico big ass. I doubt that.
I'm not saying they're going to make it off with the baby.
There's 0%
they're going to get there. They have tried it. I'm not saying babies ever been rescued from a hawk nest.
Here's my unpopular
A baby
opinion.
Got rescued from a hawk's nest? What the hell?
No, I have not seen that
have not. Oh, okay.
There have been attempts.
Okay.
If your dog's small enough for a bird to kill it,
yeah,
you need a bigger dog.
I got to go with you on that one, dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to go with you.
Like, because we've got a lot of hawks in our neighborhood and stuff like that. And when they got the raccoons, Ashley was like, "You think we got to worry about Boone?" I was like, "No. We don't have a little dog.
Right.
Boone's a medium-sized dog with a big dog's heart.
Right.
He's like his owner. He's not like some bird. You kidding me? He's a bird dog.
Yeah.
If he got killed by a bird, we should all be ashamed of ourselves.
I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody. We all got to call it quits after that one.
Yeah man. I got a newfound respect for the raccoon, man.
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. That's good. Drunk, passed out in the bathroom.
Good.
That's just unbelievable.
If you're going to be, you're going to be a nighttime creature, you might as well break in there and sample the product.
He sampled him a little bit a lot more.
Yeah, see what
it took him down.
That's why I always have respect for those fruit flies, those gnats that die in your glass of whatever you're drinking.
Right.
Beer, wine, liquor, whatever it is. Yeah. So at least they went out happy.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I do my best.
It's always gross if you accidentally drink one.
Yes, exactly.
But,
yeah, try my best not to scarf one of them things.
Try not to. Try not to. But sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, dog. He's in midstream. He's going down.
All right.
He's going down.
Died happy. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so the Chargers beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football last night. If you didn't watch this game, it was pretty sloppy, pretty wild. Eagles still had an opportunity, obviously, to win it in overtime. Reminded me a little bit of that Seahawks-Rams game from a couple weeks ago where Darnold threw four interceptions and the Seahawks still had a chance.
Like it.
Jalen Hurts threw four interceptions, and to top it, even on one play, he had two turnovers. Yes. Let's listen to that.
It's empty for Hurts. Watch quarterback draw. And here comes a blitz from Deion. Can't get there. Intercepted. Big man. Oh, and the ball is out. And the ball is out again. And the Chargers fall on it. My goodness, that's an interception, a fumble recovery by the offense, and a fumble recovery by the defense. Let's get it all sorted out. When it's all uncovered, it's Troy Dye that's got the ball.
Yeah, catch it. Okay, don't make it. But don't make a bad mistake a catastrophe. And when that ball came back to him, get down.
Yeah.
Get down.
Just get down.
Just get
fall
down.
On it.
Fall on it. Get down and live, get a note.
Live to play another day.
You get a fresh set of
down.
He was completely awful yesterday.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball 40 times, that's not a formula they want to do. They weren't all on him. AJ, you got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball. But the Eagles, their offensive line is so bad, and because they're injured, that they just can't. And then they're making mistakes. Your best offensive lineman holds Khalil Mack when on the first touchdown to AJ Brown, and so they're just it's one of those teams. But they need to hurry to get to the playoffs. Like hurry up. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do anything when they get
knows?
There, but I think by the end, Lane Johnson and some of those guys will be back.
That final one was just a great play.
Yeah.
Like the DB tips it to the safety and he makes the
tight end.
One-handed catch.
Throw it to your tight end right there.
Yeah, he's trying to force it in there.
Throw it to your tight end. Right there. There's right there. Let him get tackled by 1 yard.
Right.
But that was a great play by him, by that corner.
Great play.
By sinking.
Yeah.
Great play.
Only way that game was going to end, too, by the way.
Yes.
Was for that to be the way that it goes. But, yeah, that's how it ended on Monday Night Football. Justin Herbert did play. Didn't know whether or not he was going to play because he had hand surgery, last week. He was not great, but he was okay.
He was okay. He ran the ball.
Ran the ball well, ran for 66 yards, threw a touchdown as well, and they're 9-4.
Yep. And watch out, Amari Hampton's back, the kid out of North Carolina who broke his foot earlier in the year, or ankle, whatever. And now he's finally back healthy, so yeah, watch out for them guys.
The Falcons released safety Jordan Fuller, added wide receiver Malik Heath off waivers, so that's a couple personnel changes that the Falcons have made. Yeah. Here's Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders' development.
I don't know if surprise is the word. I think, we've been around going back to April, so I've seen constant improvement in a bunch of areas. But I also saw in that game some areas of improvement in some areas that we asked him to improve upon. And I think that's, the fun part of coaching is developing players and giving them tools to improve in certain areas, if you will. And I think the fun part is when you have players like Shedeur, like our rookies, whomever it may be, that are very intentional about their own development as well.
He's so damn tired of being in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's so tired of being in damn Cleveland.
I think they're going to help him out with
I
that.
I think so, too. I think, and I think he'll be a guy that'll get a job. I mean, this dude, I think Kevin Stefanski's a coach. I just think he's just overdone. I'm not saying he's overwhelmed with this.
He's just tired of it.
I think he's just overdone. Yeah. He's just tired.
Just to come into this year and that be what's on your plate. Because, like, obviously, the so much of the conversation is about Shadur, and understandably, the whole offensive skill position is rookies.
Yes.
Like, they got rookies everywhere on that offense. And they're at, look, man, I know they're not playing great, but they played all right. And I know it was the Titans. They put up 29 points. Yep. They get two there. Who knows in overtime? They got a tough slate coming up.
Yeah, man.
At the Bears. Then they got the Bills, Steelers, and Bengals to finish the season out.
Yep.
Shadur's going to be the starter for the remainder of the year, so that's great. Yes. He knows that, and they can sort of develop him as the season ends and go into next year with him as a starter, I would assume.
Yes.
But, I mean, he's developed. He's playing.
He's playing.
And practicing. Yes. It makes
sense. But I think you think about it now, how bad he looks because of how Dylan Gabriel looked compared to how he looks. Yes. It's just, you know what? It's all a mess.
Right.
And it's all a mess over some freaking fifth-round quarterbacks. Third and fifth round quarterbacks. Yes.
That's right.
That's what it is. A mess.
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever.
And it all started, with the Deshaun Watson stuff. And they haven't been able to work their way out of that, obviously. They bring in Flacco. And there was another veteran that was there in preseason, Kenny Pickett. I mean, it's the Browns. I know there's a lot of other conversations that we don't tend to get into as it relates to all that stuff. Just if the easiest answer is that the Browns are inept, that's probably what the answer is.
Correct.
I know everybody wants to make everything a grand conspiracy.
Yes.
Nah, man, the Browns have been inept for 30 years.
It ain't that new.
It's not new.
It ain't that new,
This is what that is.
It ain't that new.
What did you think when you saw that your former teammate, Phillip Rivers, is going to Indianapolis for a workout?
He brought out yesterday.
Okay.
He brought out yesterday for him. Not surprised. And why? Because him and Shane are really close. Him and Shane Steichen are really, really close. It's unfortunate because Shane and them seemed like they were going to save their job. And now it's going all the way downhill because of that. Do I think Phillip will play? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, I know they say he's been in shape. He can throw. That's what they said in the report. He threw it around really well. But, I mean, he's been coaching his son, Gunner, I think his name. I think his name's Gunner. And he's going to be one of the top.
Gunner Rivers. Yeah,
he's
going to
be he's going to be a top prospect quarterback and everything also. So I think he's doing that. I don't know. I mean, if he wants to come back, like Phillip could run at 24. Phillip is 44.
Right. He's not right. All right. The mobility is not going to be an issue.
You know what I mean? So, I mean.
He played a game with a torn ACL or something, right?
Yes, he did. He played a game with a torn ACL coming off he reconstructed it.
Oh, right.
Okay. He had the surgery.
But he's not moving.
He's not moving.
Doesn't matter.
I hope Phillip don't play.
Well, the funny thing about it is, like, look, if he plays, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
But it resets his Hall of Fame candidacy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
If he's on the active roster, even if he doesn't play, but if he's on the active roster even as a backup, it resets his Hall of Fame candidacy for five years.
Yeah, you're talking about his oldest baby girl. She's the same age as the backup quarterbacks on the team. I forgot he had a grandbaby.
That's incredible.
Yeah, Phillip got a grandbaby.
Whoa!
Like,
has a grandparent ever played?
Yes, it was a trivia question today. Last one to do was Brett Favre.
Oh, he was a grandpa when he was playing.
Yeah,
okay, I mean, I guess look, if you're a quarterback, you play till 40. You had a baby when you were 20, and they had a baby when they were 20. It's not crazy.
Yeah, man. But I hope Phillip don't play. I don't want to see my boy go out there like that. Because the thing about it is, it's one thing to be practicing all that, and your mind's always going to be sharp. But can your body catch up with your mind?
What if he plays good, though?
That'd be crazy.
It'd be pretty cool.
Like, Shane, like, they went from maybe contract extensions.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is at the end of the year to maybe get fired.
I know.
Yeah, man.
And they were so all in on Daniel Jones.
They were all in on everything. They gave up two first.
They made all those trades. Yeah. So they can't replace the quarterback position. That's crazy. They thought they were out of it.
Yep.
Daniel Jones gets hurt. They're right back in the old quarterback business.
Yeah, man.
You think they called Matt Ryan?
Probably. But I know, like I said, I know
he's happy on TV.
Him and Phillip are really close.
Okay. College football corner coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.